You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Top 10 rapper entrepreneurs. Now, I've waited a long time to do this video. I'm excited because this is a difficult one. I know it's going to be a lot of arguments on this. And bear with me. I wanted to make this video because I've been watching Kanye's documentary. It's incredible. Now, I'm not going to make a video on that documentary until it's done. I want to watch all the episodes first and kind of sit with it and then plan out, you know, and do something good for that one. At the same time, while watching this documentary, I realized that we have a lot of rappers, artists who started off in just music and then evolved into something completely different. Now, I want to say for this list, when I put it together, I do have some people on here that aren't really rappers. Like they were never strictly known as rappers. Some of them were also known as producers and also rappers. So I want to say this isn't exclusive to only rap. And I know it's going to be a debate, but I'm going off of longevity as well. And then the impact of what you did. Like if you just went off and invested and nobody heard from you and you were like super low key with it, that's great, that's amazing, but that also speaks to the level of impact, right? Because when you do something, if it's talked about and you're trending on Twitter, that means you have more of an impact. So I just want to put that out there as a disclaimer before I get started. So an honorable mention, I gotta say this in the beginning, is Chamillionaire. Chamillionaire is one of those rappers that he came out with a few songs a few years ago. He didn't have a really long career. Like, he wasn't that impactful as a rapper, and he went off and started investing, worked with a lot of companies out in Silicon Valley and stuff. So he gets an honorable mention here. But again, he didn't have an impact as a rapper. He doesn't have an impact as an investor. He's still making money. He made money on both ends, but just not enough as other people I'm going to mention, right? He's not up there, right? Just wanted to put that out there. All right, number 10, we got RZA. Now, I personally wanted to put RZA on here only because of what he did with Wu-Tang. Like, getting everybody their own deal and signing them all to a group deal is just incredible. And since that's been done, I don't think anybody else has done that. Like, just imagine if the Migos, instead of signing with Quality Control, they signed as the Migos to Quality Control, and then Quavo signed to Def Jam, and then Offset signed to like TDE or something like that. Just imagine if that's how their, you know, careers had gone. That's what RZA did, but for like 10 people. Like, that's insane. And mind you, what RZA did is even more impressive because he did it back in the day. Now he does a lot of investing and stuff, and he also was really, really heavy into movies and soundtracks and stuff like that. So he's not, again, not doing a ton with the entrepreneurship side, but still very impactful. And again, I just love that move of getting everybody their own deals and then getting a group deal. Like, that's not really up for debate. You can debate that. Okay, so number 9 is Ludacris. Ludacris is, I think he had a really impactful career as a rapper. I call him kind of a niche rapper, though, because if you're a rap fan, nobody probably has a Luda in their top 10, but he's clearly one of the most relevant artists we've ever had, really influential, creative. I think he's one of the most creative rappers ever, and he has a good flow and everything. He has his own style, really unique. And then as an investor, he's not really, you know, the super entrepreneur type, but he has killed it with just the Fast and the Furious movies. Now, I know y'all don't like him. I know y'all probably hate the movies, but if a movie made billions of dollars every time you put it out, you're not gonna stop putting them out, right? And I love that he's kind of carved himself this area in the realm of acting, right? Like, he's still relevant from being on the big screen. Every couple years he gonna show up. All right, now number 8 on this list is Akon. Akon is, again, he's lower on the list simply because he wasn't that impactful to me as a black American. Probably in other places he could be more impactful to y'all, but here he had a couple of good songs. He was a really good feature artist. You know, some would compare him to like Ty Dolla $ign right now, right? Where he had a good run where he was on everybody's song. He was doing great features. You needed a hook, call Akon. Like, that's who he was for maybe a 5-6 year run. And since then, he's done a lot of great work in Africa, really helping them. I heard he helped villages get water and stuff like that. Like, he's doing a lot over there. He's even working in the startup world as well. So again, we're gonna give Akon his credit. We're gonna give Akon his love. He made the list. Yeah, number 8, but he made the list. Don't kill me for this one. Next on the list. Now, this is where it got tough. This is a hard one. And I know some people are gonna be mad at me, but I gotta repeat this. This is only strictly for the influence as a rapper and then your influence as an entrepreneur. Like, what did you do as a rapper? What did you do as an entrepreneur? I put Nas at number seven. Nas is number seven because as a rapper, we know he is one of the best rappers. Some debate that he's not. I say he is because Illmatic is incredible. But after Illmatic, it's like when it comes to music, he started up here, so he can only go down. That's kind of, it was Nas's curse. Like, Illmatic is literally one of the best rap albums ever to ever be released. Like, if aliens come here, what's y'all top 10 rap albums as humans? I'm giving them Illmatic. It's like one of the top 10 easily. But because he started so high there, it's only been a downslide since. Like, he hasn't had that album like that. It was even close to Illmatic. Like, I don't think that's up for debate. But then as an investor, like Nas, then as an investor, he's also invested in companies like Uber and a bunch of crypto stuff. Like, Nas has been everywhere as an entrepreneur slash investor. Like, he's on his game there, making a ton of good money. He's also in Harvard, right? I saw him do a speech at Harvard in one of these documentaries. And, you know, he's actually, his album is being covered in the classes and stuff. So I think Nas has done enough to be in this list of impactful entrepreneurs, right? Entrepreneur rappers, he's up there, right? Top 10. Now, this next rapper is somebody that I think gets overlooked a lot, but they have longevity, which is, for me, is very important. How long can you do something, be consistent with it, and have that impact? Number six is Ice Cube. Ice Cube doesn't get mentioned in anybody's top 10 as a rapper, but I mean, he has one of the best diss tracks ever. No Vaseline, incredible. Not up for debate there, right? Can we not debate that? What he did with NWA, not up for debate. One of the best rap groups ever. So as an artist, I think he already made that impact. And for me, I also like West Side Connection. I'm from LA, so I'm a homer on that one. I'll give you that. And then as Ice Cube was even rapping, he wrote Friday, acted in and producing all of that, did multiple of those movies, and has gone on to invest in a ton of companies. I heard he was trying to buy CNN or something crazy like that. And he now even has the Big Three League, right? Like, Ice Cube did a really good job of going from rapping into the movies. He did Triple X and all of that. Like, Ice Cube is one of those ones, man. He belongs in this top 10. You know, you may not have him as a top 10 rapper. I'm saying he was great enough as a rapper to be in the top 10. For sure. Not up for debate for me. This is one I'm not budging on. Ice Cube stays on the list. All right, now this is where the list got really, really hard. As far as order, who I want on the list is pretty easy, but the order is very difficult. So at number five, we have Master P. Now, I say Master P is number five because as an artist, he wasn't that incredible as a rapper. Like, I've never heard one person tell me that Master P is in their top 10 as a rapper. Not one. Not one person. But as an entrepreneur, everybody believes he's a mogul, which he is. That's not up for debate. So I think Master P belongs on this list for sure. Now, as an artist, I mean, what album are you really going to show me that he just killed it with? But again, he's always had the entrepreneur mindset with the snacks and all the food and stuff, the clothing lines, all of that. And even the way he put other artists on. Like, Snoop Dogg told a story about he put him on, bought him a house and everything, got him on No Limit. Incredible. And I don't think many other record producers or label owners could do what Master P did. And he went to the NBA, all of that. Like, yeah, he belongs on the list for sure, without debate. Again, this one isn't debatable. We got to keep Master P. Number four, this is where I decided to put Kanye. Kanye belongs at fourth because he did more than enough as a rapper and producer. I think Kanye is in my personal top 10 as a rapper. I think he is one of the best rappers that's really underrated because he was a producer first. Right. So you almost look at him as, oh, well, he should be able to rap a little bit, but you don't really appreciate the lyricism that Kanye has, right? Because he could produce his own beat and then rap on it and it's going to be incredible. I think Kanye belongs here for sure because of what he did in rap alone. Like, every album he produces, every album he puts out sounds completely different. It's always innovative. I love that about him as an artist, is I know that he's going to put something out, but I don't know what to expect. I love that because I don't want to be able to predict what you sound like. Because we all know it's a lot of rappers like not Lil Baby, Da Baby. All of his songs sound the exact same. I can't say that about Kanye. I cannot say that about Kanye. Like, if you listen to Jesus Walks and then Bound 2 and then something from Yeezus and then something from Donda, it all sounds completely different. And I think that takes a lot of creativity, right? And a lot of really mental strength to be able to just jump out there and try different stuff all the time and not really be afraid of how it's going to turn out or what people think or anything like that. That takes some mental strength, man. And then on the business side, we know he's done with his own clothing line, with his shoes and stuff. And again, you may personally not like it. If you become a billionaire, can we debate with that, like you got the outcome, you got the result, right? You made billions. So again, I don't think Kanye can be moved off this list. Now, third for me is 50 Cent. I think 50 Cent, again, he's one of those rappers that his first album was just incredible. I think it went like Diamond or something like that. Like Get Rich or Die Trying ranks at the top 10 in terms of gangster rap albums for me personally. Also because this was at the kind of the end of the gangster rap era. Like if you pay attention to music, when we got to that era, gangster rap wasn't really the thing anymore. And 50 was one of the last people to put that out. He put the movie out. That killed it. I don't care what you say. It was a good movie. You know, acting could have been whatever. It was good to me. You know, I think Terrence Howard is always going to do his role. Come on, man. Like, he's going to kill his part. And then he also followed that up with several good albums. This is why he's higher than Nas, because I think if you look at 50's discography and then Nas's discography, I don't think it's really a debate. 50 Cent puts out way better albums than Nas. Now, if you want to debate between Get Rich or Die Trying and Illmatic, we have a good conversation there. But as far as album to album, I don't think that it's a landslide for 50. And then on the business side, we know he does with Vitamin Water. Look at Power. He's created a whole gangster universe. Like, it's incredible. And I love what he's doing in that sense, because it's something that's so new and different. Before 50, we only had shows like The Wire. And every show that came out, like Snowfall or whatever, we would compare it to The Wire. Now 50 is building a whole universe to where you're going to have a lot of different types of gangster shows, right? And I love it because it's creative, and he's also not dumb enough to be like, I got to be front center on every show, or I have to be this big part of every show. Like, no, he's smart enough to say, I'm going to take a piece of this and a piece of this and a piece of this and put the right people in positions to be successful. And then take a step back. I don't think very many people could do that. Like, that's very, very hard to do. And I heard him even break down the stats. He was saying he get paid between $100,000 and $150,000 an episode with every show on Power. So, I mean, come on. You put out one episode, you make $100,000 plus, and then you doing multiple seasons. I think for the next 2 or 3 years, we'll have at least one Power show on every Sunday. It's incredible. It's incredible. Now, second place for me goes to Dr. Dre. And I put Dr. Dre here because I think what he did with N.W.A. was incredible. Not as a rapper, but kind of as a rapper. Like, he didn't write his own rap. It wasn't amazing when he wrote his own stuff, but he did good enough. And then he always brought in new artists, right? This is why Dr. Dre gets credit, because he had the amazing skill to bring in new talent. And that new talent was legendary. That new talent Dre worked with consistently is always considered to be at the top of the top, right? 50 Cent, who I just mentioned, got there because of Dr. Dre, right? Like, that's amazing. We also got Eminem from Dr. Dre. We got Snoop Dogg from Dr. Dre. It's so many people that got their start from Dr. Dre. Even The Game. I know nobody likes The Game anymore, but that's one of my personal favorite rappers, so please give him some slack. So then what he did after rapping, he went more into the Beats by Dre thing, and that obviously sold it for billions of dollars. That right there, who is doing stuff like that? That's amazing for me. That right there is something I love, because I just love seeing people create things and build things like that and then go and sell it for a ton of money. It's like you work your whole life on this, and now to sell it for that much money, that is like, wow. Like, the fact that other people value it that much, that's dope. So if you wanted to argue between Dr. Dre being 2 or 3, I guess we could have a conversation about that. But I think he has to be on the list. Number one, I know everybody knows it's Jay-Z. And I only put Jay-Z here because I think when it comes to everybody on this list, he has the most complete discography and the most complete business practices on both sides. And if you look at the discography, some of the best albums, some of the best features we've ever heard, arguably one of the best rappers ever. Most people have Jay-Z in their top 10 as a rapper. And then if I ask people, you know, top 10 rapper entrepreneurs, they're going to put Jay-Z at the top 5. Like, he literally has a running joke, $10,000, $20,000 or a dinner with Jay-Z. Like, that's a running joke. His knowledge is literally a meme where people are debating between his knowledge and just meeting him and having a conversation for an hour versus getting a large sum of money. Like, nobody else on this list has that. So Jay-Z belongs at number one. All in all, I wanted to produce this video simply because I love that rappers are not one-dimensional. I love these artists because they went from being known as an artist, a rapper, whatever they were in the beginning, and they transformed, right? They became a different version of themselves. And I'm going to do another video on people like Snoop Dogg who are just amazing at rebranding. But I really think this is a good way for entrepreneurs to kind of think. Right, you start off at one thing, you get really, really good at that one thing. Dominate that one thing. Nothing else, just focus on that one thing. And then after you become a legend in that area, then it's easy to diversify and go on to something else and continue to grow and evolve. But in the beginning, I believe it's better to focus in one area because you're going to build skill, you'll build connections, right? You get that experience that can't be bought. You can't buy that experience that you get from working on one thing. I cannot imagine where Dr. Dre would be if he was also trying to be a producer for NWA and a DJ. Or let's just look at that. As soon as he started producing with NWA, he stopped DJing. If he would have said, I'm going to be a producer and a DJ, do you think NWA would have been nearly as successful? If he said, no, I'm not going on tour, I'm going to stay here because I got a DJ, but then I'm going to go on some of the shows and do this. Like, it doesn't work that way, right? You have to be willing to commit and almost be obsessive about whatever it is that you want. In the beginning, for entrepreneurs, it is extremely important that we have this laser focus because that's how you build, right? You get so much momentum over time, it's going to kick in, and it is very impactful for you over the long term. Thank you for tuning in, man. Thank y'all for being here. Give me a follow on Twitter, Chris Podcasting. Check out the new show, Creators Getting Paid. I had it linked up down in the description box down below. Coming out very, very soon. And thank you for listening to the Personal Branding Playbook, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. I'll see you next time.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.